Get it? The Bird Show.
After 3 years of doing my podcast, The Breakup Breakdown, I finally learned something. Who would have thought? 3 years and finally I get a little nugget of information that is somewhat helpful to my life and to my psyche.
I'm sure people listening to your podcast are getting something out of it each and every week, though, even though it took you years.
Yes, it took me years because I'm jaded and so over the relationship stuff. But I like to think that every week there's a couple of nuggets in every episode. I've been doing this podcast on Bert's Podcast Network Pioneer for 3 years. Really enjoy doing it, but I feel like I've heard so many relationship stories and I've talked to so many therapists that sometimes it can feel admittedly a little bit like in one ear out the other because I'm like, yeah, men suck. What else is new? But I did
have... Women aren't great either.
Well, but men aren't okay. Coming on my podcast to blast the women. So as far as I know, it's only men.
Have you reached out to any guys?
Yes, I have reached out to many a man.
Okay.
And in the spirit of them not wanting to share how bad they were at those relationships, they never reach back and never want to come on. Okay. I think I've had two men come on the podcast. One reached out to me. He wanted to come on specifically because he was like, I just need you to tell me what I did wrong in this relationship.
Aww.
And it was actually really sweet. And I did a follow-up with him a couple of weeks ago. And he's like, I finally figured out what happened. We finally got answers to his breakup. And I was like, thank God you got answers from her. Because I'm not a psychic. I couldn't tell you what was wrong.
What was your advice about?
My advice. So what I have learned from doing breakup stories over and over and over again is that I do realize that men and women break up very differently. Women will break up with you silently over a period of months. And then something will happen. And that's just their last straw. So you think it's coming out of nowhere. You're blindsided by it. So that's what had happened to that man. But for men, typically what I have experienced from learning through hearing so many stories about how men have broken up with women is that they will do something to make the breakup happen and make it implode rather than just being like, hey, I don't really want to date you anymore.
I've been that D-bag before. When I was younger, I did that too much. What a cowardly way out.
It's an immature thing to do. I mean, and I would like to think that everyone learns from their mistakes, myself included, in relationships. And so, yeah, it's been a really great learning experience. But through an interview that I put out this week, I actually feel like I learned something about me wanting a relationship, which is more pertinent to me considering I can't even get to the breakup part. So I had been talking to this girl for literally a year. I saw a video of her on TikTok go viral last October where she talked about how an Amber Alert revealed something about her boyfriend that had been going on throughout the entire relationship. So she came on to talk about that breakup and she is now in a very, very healthy relationship 1 year later. She's dating like a NASCAR driver. Very cool story. Mm-hmm. And she has done the work. Like, she is the definition of somebody who decided to go to therapy to figure out what their baggage was and figure out how to heal from a relationship so you're ready for a new one. And she said something really interesting that her therapist told her that I was like, weirdly enough, that applies to me. So a way for me to cope through life is I try to see things objectively. Like, I try to take emotions out of it. And she kind of has that same philosophy too. So when she was healing from that breakup with the whole Amber Alert thing, she said that her therapist told her that in order to not feel the withdrawal of that relationship that you can feel when it ends, you need to take those moments of dopamine where you're getting like hits of excitement and spontaneity, and you need to fill that void with something else. Because basically, when you go through a breakup, it's kind of like weaning yourself off drugs. And this is how I've always viewed relationships too, because the same chemicals you experience in your head when you're in love are the same ones you experience when you're doing like a hit of cocaine or something like that. So you basically have to refill that dopamine. It's just not going to be in a relationship. And some people immediately try to dive back into relationships just to get that hit again. But for you to properly heal and to actually have an objective standpoint on that relationship, you've got to find dopamine somewhere else. You can get it from a relationship at some point, but basically find something else, like going out with friends or learning a new hobby, things that are going to fire up your brain in the same way without having to get somebody else involved. And so when I heard her say that, I was like, maybe I don't want a relationship. Maybe I just need more dopamine.
Okay.
I thought you were going to say cocaine.
I mean, I'm not opposed to more drugs.
So as the guy that has branded himself on this show as the dopamine addict, I can tell you this right now. You need some balance because it can get you in a lot of trouble. And when you're looking for that dopamine all the time, you are making stupid decisions. You're making spontaneous decisions because they're so exciting. Not well thought through. They're fun, but it is harmful.
What was the biggest mistake you made in the search of dopamine, other than a relationship?
I mean, I've done so many things too. I mean, so many spontaneous bad decisions, drugs. I'm not proud of it. Anything to kind of keep me that dopamine going. I mean, on a day to day, I think I could probably still point to things that are just giving me that rush. It could be betting is giving you that dopamine rush. I'm one of those guys that you were talking about that jumped from relationship to relationship to continue to do that dopamine, and it hadn't really worked out very well up until recently.
So for me, I guess I heard her say that and I thought, you know, every time I feel like I'm maybe there's like a potential, there's a small little commitment phobe inside of me that goes, no, you don't need a relationship. And so maybe I think that kind of flew a little red flag in my head that said, maybe I'm not looking for a person. I'm looking for a dopamine hit. So I'm going to start looking for some healthy ways to get that dopamine going. That's not drugs.
It's good.
Yeah, it's
good that you're listening to your own podcast.
Right now. Someone's got to listen to it.
It's really good that you're taking the advice from your own podcast. Okay. So maybe you should also. Where can they find this podcast?
The Breakup Breakdown is located wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Again, it's on the Pioneer Network.
Get it. The Bird Show.